Grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text for our meditation here this morning is recorded in the 46th Psalm, beginning with the first verse. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its rivers roar, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when the morning dawns. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice and the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted on the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us to your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. You may be seated. A mighty fortress is our God, has been called the battle hymn of the Reformation. But it was originally intended to be a dynamic paraphrase and Christological interpretation of this very important psalm. This psalm is also known as the Great Psalm of Trust. To drive this point home, the Luther Bible translated God as our refuge as Gott ist unser Zuversicht, or God is our confidence. In 1530, the Holy Roman Emperor summoned the Lutherans to Augsburg to defend their faith. Now, Luther could only go as far as Coburg because he had been declared an outlaw by the Edict of Worms. There, at Coburg Castle, Luther prayed like Moses while his co-workers defended the faith with the Augsburg Confession. Would they meet a martyr's fate? Or would the Lutheran Church continue to flourish? As the world seemed hell-bent on snuffing out Lutheranism forever, it's said that Luther found great comfort and confidence in this psalm and hymn. And what do you know? We Lutherans are still confessing the Hauptartikel, that is, the chief article of justification by faith alone, even today. Let us then meditate on this theme. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. God is our refuge and strength. Despite modern science, we still fear the chaotic whims of Mother Nature. Sure, we have some ability to predict earthquakes, hurricanes, and volcanoes, but we have no ability to prevent them. All we can do is watch in horror as they unleash their havoc and hope to rebuild in their devastating wake. The forces of nature have the power to make us feel quite small. They expose just how vulnerable we really are when left to our own devices. All it takes is one good hailstorm, and an entire harvest can be lost. And truth be told, our efforts to tame nature have brought about their own ramifications. For sometimes they have caused ecological, viral, and even nuclear disasters. Still, our text assures us that we have no reason to fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains are moved into the heart of the sea, for the Creator is our refuge and strength. If he had the power to bring the mountains and sea into being, then he certainly has the power to control them as well. For our God is far more than a makeshift shelter. He is both an impregnable fortress and a rock. As our rock, he hides us secure in the crevassed wounds of Christ's holy body, the church. Thus, we have every reason to confidently say with the psalmist, "On God rest my salvation and my glory. My mighty rock, my refuge is God." And when this world finally does come apart at the end of days, we still should not fret, for Jesus says, "Now when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing nigh. For behold, the new heavens and the new earth manifested for us are about to become a new reality." There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. Today, the threat of religious terrorism is no less real than it was in Luther's days. Christians aren't just being murdered in Africa and in the Middle East. They are being gunned down in the schools of America's heartland. Secularist efforts to marginalize Christians are on the rise too. Christians have long been a persecuted community in other parts of the globe, but today they are increasingly becoming an unprotected class in Western democracies. And sad to say, Christians have been far from innocent. For rather than evangelize unbelievers with the gospel of the church, some have even tried to Christianize them through the law of the state. Once again, we should not doubt that the God of Jacob can protect us from the siege of the heathens. After all, he isn't called the Lord of angelic armies for nothing. We also shouldn't doubt our citizenship in the habitation of the Most High, for our baptism has made us naturalized citizens in the city of God. Here God does far more than just protect us. He sustains us through the life-giving river of the means of grace that poured forth from the wounded side of his tabernacle, Jesus Christ. In fact, St. Paul says that Christ is the rock that followed Israel in the desert and provided them with water to drink. When we make a regular and faithful habit of drinking from the water of life, then we too will find confidence and peace that no siege will ever be able to snatch from us. And even if the heathen were to take our life, goods, fame, child, and wife, let these all be gone, as Luther says, they yet have nothing won. The kingdom ours remaineth. Come now and behold the works of the Lord. But this still leaves the mastermind behind all of these calamities. Shouldn't we at least be afraid of the old evil foe who now means us deadly woe? He still employs deep guile and great might, and his dread arms are very much in the fight. Clearly, we are not his equal. The answer is no, we should not fear, because as Luther says, the valiant one fights for us whom God himself elected. Ask ye, who is this? Jesus Christ it is, of Sabaoth Lord, and there's none other God. Thus we can have every confidence in the reliability of God's promises, for they are never empty. When God speaks his words, bring about the realities that his words invoke. But to put all doubts aside, God invites us here in the text to examine his historical track record. For his deeds indeed demonstrate that he has exalted himself over the earth and the nations, yea, even over the devil himself. For God parted the Red Sea so that the children of Israel could pass through it on dry land. And as the morning dawned, God sent the Red Sea crashing down upon their Egyptian pursuers. When the Assyrians laid siege to Jerusalem, King Hezekiah prayed God for deliverance. And in one night, the angel of the Lord went out and struck 185 Assyrians dead. Not even the devil can stand up to our God. After all, Jesus shut down Satan 3 times in the desert with nothing more than a little word. Finally, the serpent had had enough, and he tried to ultimately take a bite out of him at the holy cross. But in the death process, notice that Christ stomped on the devil's head for good and rose again triumphant on the 3rd day, freeing us forever from his terrible fangs. The very fact that we are still here shows that we are under God's protection. And as the world's prince may scowl fierce as he will, the fact that we are still drinking right now of the water of life shows that he can harm us none. He's judged. The deed is done. One little word can fell him. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Amen. I invite you to rise. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. And let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we most heartily thank you that by your word you have brought us out of the darkness of error into the light of your grace. We beseech you, mercifully help us to walk in that light. Guard us from all error and false doctrine. Grant that we may not become ungrateful and despise and persecute your word, but receive it with all our hearts, govern our lives according to it, and put all our trust in your grace through the merit of your dear Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be in and abide with you all. Amen.